signal for when it's time to start, and he wasn't on the bench, and I thought, well, maybe I have to play today. And but I'm glad he's over there. Let's start out. Let me call on Shannon. She wants to mention about Family Promise.
Thank you all so much for volunteering, for your help and your support throughout the week. For those that are gracious enough to do laundry, laundry is ready, and you can pick that up in the Noah's Ark room. I do have another letter, a note that was left by one of the families I wanted to share with you for just a moment. Thank you for letting us stay in your beautiful church. Thank you for being understanding, so friendly, helpful, and patient. The food was awesome, and everyone was kind and great to meet and talk to. God bless you all, and pray that we find a place soon. So you really do make a difference in the lives of every single person who walks through these doors. And please save the date. We will be hosting again on October the 6th through the 13th. So that will be our last host for 2019. So thank you again so much for your love and support.
Thank you, Shannon, and thank all of you. Also, don't forget that following our worship, the children will be in the narthex with their buckets, collecting for Who Is My Neighbor and trying to get money to provide things like goats, chickens, cows, you name it, for those folks in need. And so they're looking for your change or whatever you can give, and they'll be out there with their buckets after worship. Michelle, you want to talk about the shareholders' dinner?
Yes. I'll be out in the narthex also near the story author. This is on the shores. So look for me. we haven't set the menu yet. We are working on getting the food truck dinner. And if that also will try to get that way to Chipotle. That's going to be wonderful. And so,
thank you. We'll learn all about our youth and their mission trip this year. I think that's all I really need to say at this time, so let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
from above and for our salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ, and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Yes, yes. All right, I need your help to show you this. You see this cool? This was a paper clip. You see the paper clip? Now, what I want to ask you is, do you think I would be able to balance this paper clip right here on my finger like that without holding it with my other hand? Do you think I can do that just like that? You think I can? Well, let's try. Okay, you ready? Uh-oh. It fell down. I'm going to try it again. It fell down. Uh-oh. But watch this. If I take this thing right over here, this chain, and I'm going to put it on that right there. Now do you think I can balance it on my finger? You're right, I can. Watch this. Look at that. That's pretty cool, isn't it? What? No applause? Yay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I wanted to show you this because balancing things is sometimes kind of hard. And today we've got in our gospel lesson, Jesus talks about doing some kind of balancing. But it's not this kind of balancing. He's telling us that our lives, we get so busy with so many things that we need to balance that out with time being with God and feeling God near to us. So that's what we're thinking. We're not talking about balancing this way. We're talking about having our lives full of other things and serving other people, yes, but also having time to be with God and to be close to God. And that's what we're thinking about today. All right, can we have our prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Help us always to feel you near and to know that you are with us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is a reading from the 18th chapter of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves and after that you may pass on since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The second lesson is a reading from the first chapter of Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear Diary, what an incredible day. I hardly know what to think or where to begin to tell all that happened. All I know is that I couldn't tear myself away. I had to listen. I had to be near him. Jesus of Nazareth came to town today, and everyone was so excited. We had heard all about him, about the amazing things he did, about the things he said, about how he spoke as if he knew God directly, about how love just seemed to emanate from him. What would he say here among us? Would he do a miracle? What would it be like to see a miracle, to experience one in our very midst? He got here about mid-morning, and wonder of wonders, stopped almost in front of our house. All day he talked and shared and answered questions and laughed and smiled. And most of all, what he did was describe God to us. I sat there too with the crowd, drinking it in, taking in every word, every nuance, every gesture and movement. His words seemed to come straight out of his mouth and into my life as if there were no distance between us. And more than once, it seemed, dare I write this, it seemed as if I not only saw God through his words, but that at times I felt as if I were truly with God today. As the evening meal approached, Martha stood and invited him to our house for the evening. No, a part of me cried, feeling unworthy for this man to come into our home. And yes, another part cried, hoping against hope that this day would never have to end. I don't know how, I don't know why, but he accepted the invitation and we all moved into the house and made ourselves at home. I could tell that he was going to talk some more, so I settled down on the floor near him to hear more. I don't know how long I was there. All I know is that suddenly my sister was in the doorway, her eyes blazing with fury in my direction. She told Jesus that it wasn't fair that she was doing all the work for the meal while I just sat and listened. And oh, diary, I was so embarrassed and I felt terrible. I knew she was right, but I had been so caught up in Jesus and his words that I hadn't realized what she was doing or all that needed to be done. Then Jesus answered her that I had chosen the better thing, to be with him. Martha seemed confused and flustered, and I quickly got up and went to help her finish, apologizing over and over. But I haven't forgotten what he said. I had chosen the better thing. I don't think he meant doing nothing. I think he meant learning about God. I think he meant learning about God is the most important thing anyone can do. You know, diary, somehow God seems more important to me tonight than he did yesterday. And more real. I used to be afraid of God, and now I'm not. Is this a miracle that only I can see? Oh, I don't know. My mind is whirling. Over and over today, Jesus told us that the sign of love is found in service. And over, he told us that what we ought to do, what we ought to be about, is serving others. Then suddenly, this Jesus who told us to go and serve told my sister, who was serving us, to stop. And at the same time, he encouraged me to sit there and do nothing but listen while he talked about loving and serving others. I haven't been quite sure what to make of all that. And now that I think about it, I guess maybe what he meant was both. We need to hear God's word, and we need to love and serve others. But maybe he was really pointing out that our service to others should grow out of hearing God's word. Maybe he was saying that our service to others should come from God's word living in our hearts. I think he was urging us to put first things first, to realize that God's food was more important than supper. God in our midst demands all our attention. Dear diary, maybe both Martha and I had it right. Listen and hear, then go and do. I did the first, Martha the other. Listen and hear God's word for us. Then go and serve others in love. Maybe that's what being faithful is. Maybe we all have a little bit of me and a little bit of my sister in us. What I'd like to see in us is a little more Jesus. Until next time, Mary.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace, in a world full of busyness, invite us anew to take time. Invite us to seek you and to see you. Be near to us and then lead us in our service because of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, as we remember that the first thing Buzz Aldrin did on the moon was to take communion, we celebrate that you are with us always in love. With the anniversary of the moon landing, we marvel at your creation and at the many talents, skills, and gifts you have blessed us with. Help us always to use those gifts in ways that give you honor and glory, and which express care and compassion for our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, God of gentleness, we pray for the sick, the sorrowed, those frightened or alone, asking that you might scatter your grace upon them. Be with any in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, touch our lives with your healing. God of mercy, touch our lives with your forgiveness and love. God of transformation, touch our lives and touch all our world with your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for the green earth given to all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to your body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity.
Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.